Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/zabe today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today on the ZabeCast, special guest, Zabe's brother from another mother.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
A Baltimore kid who grew up closer to the Brady Bunch than The Wire.
So you were like Eddie Murphy.
Hamburger. It's just as good as McDonald's. It's better than McDonald's.
Not as poor, but the same thing, yeah.
And a grown-ass man who doesn't have any time for anything less than the bare-knuckle truth.
And the truth shall set you free!
And now, ready to call out all the number one bullshit in the world, Notorious J.A.Y.
Oh, here we go!
Alternate open, Jay. It was somewhere in the archives, and I pulled it out.
To pull it out.
How about it? That one's okay. That one's okay.
Yeah, still makes me sound like an asshole, but it's all right.
Sorry about that. I don't think so. It's guiding and it paints you in a positive light.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, you know what? You could dust off your old radio producer skills. You can create your own open if you want. I'll send you some bites.
I would have to care about that.
You'd have to care and do some work. So no and no. I'm already doing enough work. Jay already snapped at me because I call him right at 7 o'clock. And I say, okay, you ready to go? Let's go. And he's like, whoa, just jumping right in. Your time is valuable. My time is valuable.
You mistook foolhardiness for snapping.
I'm exaggerating for this.
Okay.
I'm getting right to it, by the way. Sort of like,
called me a baby already on this podcast.
I did.
So the adjective, yes. After the USC game, you said Jay
was
a big baby.
On this podcast platform, not today's podcast.
Yes, on this podcast platform. Yes.
Yeah. So that's what friends do. They call each other names.
They bust balls.
Exactly right. All right. Get me my gun. Cut one on today's album list, if you will. I'm dying to know, Jay, if I texted you in the middle of the night saying, get me my piece, I got to roll up on somebody, would you bring it to me? like the kid at Alabama did, Brandon Miller?
I can honestly say that would the answer to that would be, first would be, what? No! It'd be in that order.
Sure. It would be, yeah, I don't think so. Or
yeah.
Be right there. A BRT? Does anyone say BRT in acronym yeah. form? And then I would drive the other way. And then I would make up some excuse. I'd be like, ah, shit, he's all pissed off. He wants his gun. Nothing good can come of this after midnight. Let me save him some trouble by pretending like, ah, I got stopped and I couldn't, you know, the police stopped me and I got a ticket or something like that.
Is there a friend that you have that you would
bring a gun to?
Not do something like that, but sight unseen, I'm in jail, come get me. I have, I have friends like that.
Oh, yeah, but to help you me, out, right, yeah, but not to bring you a gun.
Come bring your gun? I'm sorry, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a really bad deal at Alabama. And I've already gone on record saying that Brandon Miller should absolutely be suspended at the very least, if not off the team, even though he's not in any legal trouble. He was just too close to all of it. I mean, a young woman lost her life, for God's sakes.
Nate Oates is coming across very he's coming
as
across,
a guy who knows what will happen if he goes
against.
He comes against,
off very Dabo Swinney-esque to me. Not too bright.
But knows how to wrap himself in the Bible.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other. He's coming off very Dabo to me. And that's some bullshit because.
He knows how the game is played, though, Jay. Alabama has finally gotten to a point where they are a two-sport power, and they like it, right? They got a great team, don't they?
They do, but they're just tone-deaf.
Of course.
I mean, the pat-down and Nate Oates' response, well, I'm just too busy drawing up play. Okay, as a former high school coach, David.
You're not drawing up plays in the introductions.
No, you're not. I was like, okay.
All right. I got a too high pin down set here for the off wing to get us up 2-0 in the game.
It just came to me. Hold on a second. No. Nobody has ever done that in the history of coaching 101.
Hold on. I got a weak side switch. It's going to be killer. 2-0. Game's over. Yeah. I got to draw this up. Where's my whiteboard, for God's sakes? What happened? Right. Oh, he's patting him down, huh? Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, and the fact that nobody said this is not a good idea,
Tough deal, you know. Brandon Miller is going to be a hell of a pro, I think. And he got very lucky that he's not being charged with a crime. But
I don't understand how he's not.
I don't either.
The gun that he gave. Was that the gun that shot and killed this woman?
Yes, but he never.
That accessory?
He apparently never handed it to his teammate. It was in the car.
What do you go? In the back yay of the car yay is a gun yay. What are these big pig Latin?
I think the deal is that there's no way to prove he saw the text and he didn't actually hand the gun.
Wait a minute. He received a text, got there in about 10 minutes later. By the way, was drunk off his ass, by the way, too.
Oh, speaking of drunk off his ass, the Georgia racing thing with.
David, I knew that one was salty because you got to read between the lines. When I saw the people involved, I was like, okay, there was some shenanigans going on here. It was like two girls who worked for the Georgia athletic department and three football players.
Alcohol for the driver, Chandler LaCroix.
She was like three times over the legal limit.
Yes. Sweet-looking young white co-ed. Yes. There with a football player racing over 100 miles an hour, had a blood alcohol of 0.19.
The vehicle was not supposed to be taken out.
Right.
That's the other part.
Right. It's terrible. It's a terrible story. And do you know, apparently, that both those incidents occurred on the same night? Freaky, right? Same night, hundreds of miles away.
one in Georgia, one in Alabama. Tough deal. Tough deal.
I mean,
yeah. Not much you can do about that.
Drinking and driving.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done some stupid shit, too. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, Church and I yesterday here on this podcast talked about the times we, when we were younger, when we drank. I mean, when we drank.
I have two. I have two.
Let me hear them.
Well, there was one before I was moving from Maryland to Missouri. And it seemed like for that whole week, everybody was doing a goodbye thing for me. And there was one night when I literally drove home and I said, if I don't make it home and the police arrest me, they have the right to. I just have to do nothing but go. I was that drunk. And then another night, a buddy of mine were driving home and he was the least sober, but he was so bad. I had to tell him when to hit the brake for the red light.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were telling him brake now. Okay.
Break. And he would be like, oh. Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So again,
you're lucky he doesn't mash the gas at that point and send you launched into. Yeah.
Again, if the police would have pulled us over, I'd have been like, you got us. That's it.
It would have been game over. Yeah. All right. Cut two. This is the guy I really want to hear about this. Gone in 30 seconds. Jay, I give you this Wandy Peralta at bat where he struck out the hitter in 20 seconds flat. Oh, come on. Why are you not playing for me? There we go. Oh, Yankees Pirates.
Right. Well, Wandy Peralta.
Quick pitch for the clock. How about that?
He got the 16 seconds there, or he's got the 12 seconds there, I think.
Strike two.
And now Tucapita's down two strikes within 8 seconds.
Gone. There is your pitch clock era. Jay, you as a man of baseball, having played baseball, who still loves baseball, what saith you on this new era?
It's not the pitch clock. It's the time between innings. It's the commercials. That is the problem with the sport. Again, I will say this again. I was at the Riot game in Baltimore. That game was over in an hour and 35 minutes. Why? Because there was no commercials. There was no salt versus pepper versus hot dog versus mustard, whatever.
Right.
That's the thing that's killing it. I don't know why this is so hard to put together.
All right, so that was one at bat. Also, there was a Joey Votto at bat I just saw today in which he not only never left the box as the hitter, didn't even get out of his stance. Like, he didn't move his feet. He didn't even bring his arms down between pitches as he stood in there. It's possible the game is going to be going too fast at this pace.
I mean, it's got to be a pitcher has to think about, well, I've got a good hitter here. All right, let me think about this. I got to step out of the box because something might get in my eye.
I need to take a deep breath. I just think it's a little too fast. I'm all for speeding up the game, and I think knocking a half an hour off of games is pretty amazing. It might be too much.
Again, you got rid of some of those commercials, you will be surprised how fast the game would go.
As long as the union agrees to, a huge cut in pay, that'll be good. The owners could agree to make less money. A lot of owners in baseball are already selling. They think the business of baseball is not as good as it used to be. The whole RSN model is collapsing. I don't know if you have any thoughts about that.
Okay, I heard about that, and I was like, whoa, what is that going to do? Because baseball is a regional sport anyway. I hate to, burst a bubble here.
Of course.
It's not a national, it's a regional sport.
Yeah.
But with Bally's is going out of business?
They're going to declare bankruptcy. Because they told all these teams and leagues, we'll do it fine. But they're like, we don't have the money. Like, we know we owe you X amount of dollars for our rights, but we don't have it. We're not selling enough ads. Our business is not going well enough. In other words, they came up with the infamous light bag in The Sopranos. Remember when Christopher goes to Paulie Walnuts and he's, his bag is short?
Can't do
that. We go.
That's almost all of it. Warren probably told you about Oregon, USC.
Oregon, USC. He's counting it.
This is unacceptable.
It's $4,000 there, Paulie. I'll have the other two in a couple of days.
I thought I made myself clear.
Fucking college ball. But I learned a valuable lesson. I'm not running a school here, kid.
I'm not running Paulie, a school
this
here.
This is me. You know I'm good for it.
Good for it.
Don't fucking drag in our friendship. This isn't about that. You work for me.
Yeah, and I want to. But just shut your mouth and listen.
I'm going to give you a couple extra days. But it's going to cost you another two G's as a reminder not to fuck it up. I make myself clear? And don't give me the maloika. I'm not the one with the short bag.
Yeah. Don't give me the maloika, which is slang for the stink eye. That's what the maloika is. You ever heard of that?
The same one. Where, no.
That's don't give me the maloika. I'm not the one with the short bag. The RSNs came up with a short bag. There's another scene in The Sopranos where apparently Richie Caprile says, hey, the first time a guy's bag is light, that's the start of the problems. So obviously you've got Bally is now short and they're probably going to declare bankruptcy. Discovery Time Warner has said, you know what, we're getting out of the regional sports network business because rights fees are too high. So this could be bad for a lot of teams.
So if you're not NESN, the Yankee Network,
right,
the Cubs, the Dodgers, Masson's doing pretty, I mean, Masson's got a good thing going on.
I think everyone is different. Everyone is different. You'd have to go into
each
of them.
What about the Brewers?
The Brewers are Bally. The Brewers are Bally, and the Brewers, ooh, it's bad. Oh, it's bad. Ooh. They're already one of the smaller market teams that's trying to hang in there and hang on. Hell, they fought. Yeah,
like San Diego.
Well, that's funny you bring up San Diego.
I'm being funny, yeah.
No,
San Diego.
San Diego's a much larger, they're a much larger market, but they're still a one pro sports team market. So that kind of makes them a small market, right? But they've got an owner who's just throwing money. I mean, this Machado deal. What are your thoughts on that?
Hell, he's 41.
I know.
He's going for it. He's going for it. I would love an owner like that.
Right, but they're going to be paying Machado when he's 41 years old and completely worthless. Like $60 million, dollars, though.
But they might get two World Series out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, the maloika or malaccio is a superstitious condition characterized by misfortune, unluckiness, or negative energy. The word mal, meaning bad, ocio, meaning eye, can be also associated with green eye or envy. That's the Italian evil eye known as the maloika or malocchia.
What do you think you know more, Yiddish or Italian phrases?
Yiddish, but okay, not by a whole lot. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Cut number 3. Wow, it was loud. Let me turn that down. Lamar. Jay, tell me how it's going in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Mrs. Cottrell today at dinner said, I'm getting tired of hearing about Lamar Jackson. And yeah, I was like, me too.
Right.
Both sides are idiotic. The side that says, well, let's get rid of him. Do you remember the years of Trent Dilfer? Do you remember the years of Scott Mitchell? You want to go back to those? Go right ahead. But if you pay him all that money, what's going to become of your team after that? Yeah. You're in a no-win situation.
The cost of a quarterback includes the cost of not having the quarterback.
Yes.
And you have to factor that in. And the cost of being wandering around in the wilderness looking for a guy, oh, it's the worst. Even though Lamar has missed, I think, 12 of the last 22 games or 10 of the last 22 games. It's not been a good record as of late, injury-wise.
No. I mean, as someone who thought they were going to have to, you know, go through the wilderness, I may not have to. I was a little worried about that we didn't, you know, Mitch Trubisky would have been our quarterback.
Hold on a second. By the way, there could be a Mitch Trubisky bidding war this offseason here as soon as free agency begins in XFL? Less than 2 weeks. No, in less than 2 weeks. I've heard there's going to be multiple teams interested in him.
That's full of shit.
I hear you on that. You're Andy Dalton's getting recycled. Marcus Mariota's getting recycled. Maybe Carson Wentz, although I think he's done as a QB1. Oh, teams are desperate.
There is no way that Wentz gets a new contract with anybody. There's no way.
Yes, he'll be a backup. He's not done in this league. Look at all the shit backups that are around out there. But more on the Lamar front, did you see what Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said about their continued quest to find a true WR1 to go with their star quarterback?
Eric DaCosta, not getting the love that everybody, because he was Ozzie's right-hand guy. It was two of them. It was a guy who was from Alabama who left the Ravens and went down to Alabama. I can't remember his name, and it was DaCosta. And everybody had DaCosta as the, you know, the fair-haired boy.
Right.
His drafts, not very good.
Yeah.
His signings, not very good.
So DaCosta was asked about wide receivers, and his answer has already sort of pissed off, I believe it was Rashad Bateman, one of their wide receivers for the Ravens.
From Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yes. Here is what DaCosta said. You tell me if this was out of bounds as he spoke at the podium at the combine.
It's a challenging position to evaluate in different ways. I don't have a, if I had an answer, that means I would probably have some better receivers, I guess.
Oh.
We keep trying. You know, I think there's a lot of things that go along with that position. Sometimes it is tied to the quarterback. And I think it's tied to things like durability. It's tied to, you know, a lot of things.
So there you go. He manages to both sideswipe the wide receiver room and Lamar Jackson in one comment. I think he should have been more diplomatic. He may not be wrong, Jay, but and people get their panties in a bunch.
No, because people here get mad about that because the team in his division has found wide receivers hanging off fruit trees better than you have.
Right.
So, I mean, the Steelers have gotten wide receivers in like the sixth and seventh round who have actually been good players.
Yeah. Well, it is a tough thing. Here's Rashad Bateman's comments after he heard that bite. Who, by the way, Rashad Bateman has now apologized. I see this coming across.
Always, by the way, he's always injured. So Rashad Bateman, we really can't talk too much. You're always injured.
Yeah. He said, let's see. Let me get the original tweet here. I can't believe he apologized already. He just said, my apologies. Because he basically said, hey, how about you worry about taking care of us as athletes?
Well, also don't have an offense devised for your wide receivers to block.
Yeah.
That was not very good either.
Yeah. By the way, Rashad Bateman's Twitter profile has him holding what looks like an AR-15 rifle, which I believe in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, he has every right to own it. But I would say, I don't know, as an NFL player, maybe Jay don't exempt. Maybe.
That may not be too good. I'm going to look that up now.
Yeah, no, I just texted it to you. Check your phone.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, my God, Rashad. Really?
But he's also got his avatars of him signing the back of a jersey of a little Timmy. Oh, very sweet. So it's like his avatar circle is of him signing a jersey for a little kid, right? And that's like nice. And then there's him with his AR-15, like, don't try me, man.
They're both wonderful.
Exactly. There you go. All right. Cut five. Do you believe in the combine? Today, no. You don't. Okay, go ahead. No. I want to hear this.
No, I just remember Richard Doc Walker, who we both worked with, and a former NFL player. He would always say, if you're going to get chosen between the 1 and 3 rounds, if anybody says we want to see you work out, you say, just put my tape on, and there you'll go.
Right.
Why would you do, if you were any sort of quarterback or wide receiver, why would you run? No. Go look at the tape. You'll see if I can separate or not.
Georgia's linebacker, Nolan Smith, who's a hell of a player, ran a 4.44 today, and it was the talk of the combine. Here was Georgia's, their workout room back in Athens, watching it live on the NFL Network. Right.
Come on, you're right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Four, five,
split.
Oh,
four. Let's go.
I mean, look, that's kids being happy for one of their own at the combine. That's a good number right there. Of course, you don't really need to run a 4.44 40, but I guess it doesn't hurt, right?
What is the Bum Phillips line about?
Earl Campbell's time in the mile was apparently not great. I guess they at some point timed NFL players in the 1 mile run, and Bum Phillips said without blinking, "Well, if it's first in a mile, I won't give it to him."
I mean, Dominique Foxworth, who you are not a fan of.
Not really.
He talks about how in his combine, he learned how to run a fast 40.
I bet most of the gains come simply in the jump, in the getting off the block. Has to be, right?
But
you would think the NFL, if they, I mean, there's plenty of tools to measure this. They wouldn't do the 40 time. They would time you in the last 10 yards of the 40, right? Because that then eliminates whether you're shaving a half a second off of a superior jump from the go soundbite, right? Or do the first 10. Maybe you do want to measure get off, right? Maybe that's the more important part. Measure the first part.
I think get off is get off for linemen.
Okay, yeah, fine. So get off time is more important. So you should just look at the first 20 yards and throw the rest away. Because what if a guy is slow off the line, slow to react to the word go or whatever the gun is, right? And then he makes up for it with top end speed in yards 20 through 40, which he's almost never going to run.
Like Daryl fucking Green. Jesus Christ.
Make
up speed ever.
Oh, yeah, but that matters for a corner, though. See, now, corner, and this is where every position's got to be different. Like linebacker, maybe you need to know the 40-yard dash time. Lineman? Offensive lineman? Yeah. Why are they running offensive linemen in the 40?
I don't know, because they're not, I mean...
Very rarely are they going to be that far downfield. And when they are, the play is already a huge chunk play. It doesn't matter if they're 30 yards downfield and get a block.
I'm with you on that. Okay. I don't know. Why would you waste time in sending all these people to the scouting combine? Again, if they're that good, look at their tape.
I know. Cut five. Scared of flying? It's getting really hairy out there. Today, there is three more incidents that has caused people to say we're headed for a major air disaster, which we haven't had, by the way.
I was going to say, didn't you just come back from major air flying?
Yes, and I'm going to be doing some more as well. But here's the deal. Three things today. There was a Lufthansa.
You got your own plane now?
What?
You got your own plane now?
No. Shit. Even if I could afford it, I wouldn't buy it. It's just, it's not economical. I'd subscribe to NetJets. Be the way to go. The Uber of the sky. The ultra Uber of the sky. No, so a Lufthansa 7.
Ooh.
Lufthansa. 777 encountered so much turbulence, or no, it was an Airbus 380, same size plane, massive plane. So much turbulence over Tennessee flying from Louisiana to New York ended up injuring seven people. And there's photos and videos of the cabin with food service shit all over the place. Do you know what it takes to shake a plane of that size? Wow. So that's number one. Number two was a Spirit Airlines flight.
Well, don't fly Spirit, right?
Right. But there was someone's battery in the overhead compartment began to smoke and catch fire. And luckily, a onboard firefighter quickly jumped up, got the fire extinguisher, and put it out. But there are several people that were had to be taken for smoke inhalation. And then the third thing that happened today was they finally caught somebody trying to get a bomb through the TSA checkpoint.
We're still doing that?
Well, they check every time. I mean, look, every time I go through security, I'm like, when are they going to catch somebody with a bomb? Nobody's trying to bring a bomb through here. Apparently, somebody did.
Oh.
So does this at all dissuade you from flying? Not that you fly a whole lot.
I mean, I will now be on the lookout, but I'm still going to fly.
Okay. You'll be on the lookout for what? Turbulence that you can't avoid? Or a bomb you didn't bring on board?
By the way, Lufthansa, I will give you 10 American dollars if you can remember what Lufthansa has in pop culture.
Oh, it was the Lufthansa heist. There was a big hijacking with Lufthansa back in the day.
Never mind. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
And see, and as done in what movie? What mob movie?
I don't know.
Goodfellas.
Oh, I should have known that. Yeah, the Lufthansa. Remember when planes used to get hijacked and flown random places, and they would sit on the airport tarmac as there'd be a tense standoff back in the '70s? Well, I guess they didn't really screen very well. And they get right into the cockpit and put a gun to the pilot's head and say, "You're going to Algeria. Shut the fuck up and fly."
Oh, like I've watched at least 15 documentaries on the 72 Olympics.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. Wasn't there a hijacking at Entebbe Airport?
In Scotland?
No, hold on. I want to say the raid
on...
Raid on Entebbe, that was a war thing, I think.
Is it?
Hijacking. Okay. Let me see.
In Scotland, no, I think in Lockerbie. Wasn't there one in Lockerbie?
Oh, yeah, no. Operation Entebbe, known as the Entebbe Raid, counter-terrorist hostage rescue mission carried out by the commandos of the Israeli Defense Forces at Entebbe Airport in Uganda back in 1976.
I'm sure the Israelis got their man because they don't fuck around.
They don't fuck around, and they are the best there are.
Yep.
Dateline cheating in college. Cut 7. Do you know who Olivia Dunn is? LSU gymnast. Olivia Dunn.
Is that the hot one?
Yes.
Yes.
She's got a huge NIL deal worth more than $3 million. She's got 7.2 million TikTok followers. And she's now in trouble with the NCAA. Why? Because she posted on TikTok an ad for Cactus.ai, which is a artificial intelligence platform that can write your term papers for you.
Oh, that's a problem.
Because she's a student athlete, Jay.
Yes.
At LSU. So LSU had to scramble to say why technology, including AI, can foster learning and creativity. However, at LSU, our professors and students are empowered to use that learning in pursuing the highest standards of academic integrity. They basically had to say, hey, we're not a fan of this. But pretty soon, the way AI is working, not only will AI be able to write your term papers and do your tests for you, AI is going to be able to teach the courses. You won't need either professors or the students. It'll be all drinking all the time, as if it isn't already, right?
I think you're pretty much right on that, yes.
Okay. Let's see, one more. Have you seen OJ's murder analysis?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It used to be OJ would just come from the golf course and do some stand-up little shot on his Twitter page about something like his fantasy football team, right?
Or how USC great football, yes.
Right, or how great Patrick Mahomes is. Well, apparently this Alex Murdaugh trial, which I'm not familiar with because I don't follow murder mysteries or crimes. Do you know what this is?
There is something on Netflix, and I think I have to watch it.
Okay.
About Alex Murdaugh, yes.
Okay, here is OJ on what he thinks of the Alex Murdaugh trial.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, a whole lot of people are asking me what I think about this Alex Murdaugh trial. I don't know why they think I'm an expert on it, but...
I don't know why they think I'm an expert on this. I'll give you one hint, buddy.
That when he took the stand... A guy who's an habitual liar, I did watch.
Oh, that is rich. He's a habitual liar. Wow.
When the trial first started, I watched him take the stand, and I thought it was probably a mistake because the guy is an admitted liar, and it's hard for me to think he can be on the stand 5, 6, 7, 8 days without lying.
All right, two things real quick, because you don't need to hear the rest of it. It's a 3-minute, 13-second clip. Just go to The Real OJ32 on Twitter if you want to hear this absolute psychopath ramble on about this. Two things. One is, it's hard for me to get my head around the fact that he almost certainly, brutally, nearly decapitated his ex-wife and her friend, and he's able to sit there and just normally and riff about this. It blows me away. It tells me there is a deep cognitive rewiring of his brain in which he imagines a world in which he didn't do that.
I don't know what... What color is the sky in OJ's world?
Blue skies. The other thing... So that's number one. I'm blown away at that. The other thing is... What a voice on OJ.
What did he lie about? But lying and stealing money is a little different than murder.
It is so rich and tonal and beautiful. If we could just separate it from the fact he's a fucking double murderer. He should be doing voice work. He's the new James Earl Jones. Listen to the caliber of that voice, Jay.
I realized in watching them testify what he was doing. He was just trying to relate to one or two of those jurors that he was a good old boy. He was one of them.
I would hire OJ to do voice work if people didn't instantly know that it was OJ.
I totally would.
And now the Zabecast. Hello, Twitter world.
Hey, Zabe, who's that guy you got doing it?
He's a former running back. Played at USC.
Little before Marcus Allen. Guys, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's special.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to get to before we get to FTG?
Are you ready for March Madness at all?
No, but I'll get ready.
Okay.
Here's how I'm going to get ready, Jay. For those that are in Southeast Wisconsin, on Monday after Selection Sunday, come join me at Maddie's Bar and Grill for the Brackets and Bourbon promotion. I'll be there from 5:30 to 7:30. We're going to be rolling out a special barrel pick of Woodford Reserve. It's a $60 bottle, but it is hand-picked by yours truly and a bunch of other bourbon nerds. Go to maddiesbar.com for more information. You can actually order a bottle now, but come by. We'll have a chance to win the bottle as well, and it's going to be a great time. That's Monday, March 13th, the day after Selection Sunday at Maddie's Bar and Grill in New Berlin, Wisconsin.
You are doing a lot of drinking lately. Should I be worried?
Yes.
Do we have to start going to meetings?
You know, I've said on this podcast I would really like to kind of quit, actually. Okay. But I may not drink a whole lot of this thing. But you can nip from the nectar of the gods. All right, here we go.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got for FTG?
Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey.
I've been looking for
a coach to hate in the Big Ten, because, you know, there's no Krzyzewski or Dean or anybody. Fran McCaffrey's a big douche nozzle.
He's the worst. Why leagues and why the NCAA doesn't crack down on this is beyond me, because doing these stare downs and this fake ass intimidation of referees does not change the call at all.
I mean, what's my man saying? Teddy Robinson would have given him
teed him up
just for looking at him. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but the league should step in and say, look, we're not doing this. We're still trying to appeal towards the higher virtues of sports, organized sports. And I'm not going to clutch pearls, Jay, and say, what about the kids? But to a certain extent, it is kind of what about the kids. It's like, let's not approve of this fucking juvenile behavior. Grow up.
Huge. Now, he's a big baby.
Yes.
He flies off the handle. Oh, I really don't like him. I like Izzo. I like Izzo. People
well, Izzo like will him, get fired. It's like one Izzo. Thing to get fired up and to scream, that wasn't traveling, come on! And then you let it go after a while. That's fine. That's being in the moment. What Fran McCaffrey does is beyond stupid.
It's bullying. It's bullying.
Exactly. Yes. I'd say referees should get one punch a year. They get one free punch a year on a coach. And that way coaches would be like, well, he still has his one punch left. I'm not gonna push it. All right. So for Fran McCaffrey, you say,
fuck that guy.
All right, my FTG goes to one Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, who at the podium at the Combine bragged loudly about, you know, I'm not worried about being the best scoring offense in the league. I want to just be able to run the ball and rest my defense. Hey, Mike, 1974 called, and they want their football philosophy back. This is not how the league works right now. You need to figure out how to keep Dak Prescott from throwing 15 picks in a year. Because that's what's killing you right there. But no, having an efficient offense that can score points is way better than saying, well, we just want a 7 or 10 point lead and then try to run the football 2-1 and bleed out the clock. Not how the league works there, big boy. Fuck that guy.
Oh, could I, by the way, we didn't talk for like 2 weeks. And it was a happy trails to someone who I really liked a lot, and I know he was a big part of your life.
Jerome Boger.
Happy trails, Bobby Bethard.
Bobby Bethard passed away, and today Jerome Boger just announced his retirement. The ladies' man. I'll talk about it tomorrow with Scott and Sally. Yes, one of the great referees of all time, one of the great characters, along with Red Cashin and Ben Dreith.
Jerry
Mark Bright hung him up, so there you go. Alex Murdaugh, guilty on all counts. This came down as we were taping this right now.
Well, so I'll find out who he is.
That's the guy who shot his wife and son.
I'll find out the whole thing behind it.
All right, Jay, good to talk. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks, bud.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win. and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.